In a love song, Marshall Tucker Band, 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
What year, Jake?
1977, Bill, which is?
Better Times.
Not even close.
Like crying over Jake, here about that song.
It is. I am. Towards the end there... Was there a mandolin and a pan flute?
I heard pan flute at the end.
I heard a pan flute for sure, and I think there was a mandolin in there also. Rick Heyman chime in. Was that a mandolin?
100% pan flute. Was it at the very, very end?
Steve went to the lyrics for the time. How was it? If I ever settled down,
you would be my kind.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I ever settled down, you'd be my kind. I didn't know the first line until right now.
So, which is what?
I had never. I'd heard the song a zillion times. I never put together that second line of the song. I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old. I didn't know that's what he said. For my boots. That's good. That's good stuff.
Lyrics.
I think your first day, Zip.
You're up.
I don't know what to say.
yeah.
I think you were crying at one point.
I was close to crying. I was tearing up.
He had a big smile on his face.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, Marshall. Head shake.
How about the name of the band? Just that. Yeah. What's the band? We're Marshall Tucker.
You're
going
to have to look up, Jake, their other hits because my computer's
well,
on
can't
the
you
Fritz.
See you if you want.
Yeah, you're zoomed out there.
It's on the Fritz. But anyway, no, that song is ridiculously good. It's, I don't know, again, I don't know exactly what to say. Marshall Tucker, give me a couple of Marshall Tucker
Can't
songs.
Can't you see?
That's
Fire
good.
On the Mountain.
Those are good.
Take the Highway.
Those are good.
Desert Sky, Searching for a Rainbow, Thistle Cowboy.
So Heyman's texting that this is not their best song. This is their best song, Rick. This is Marshall Tucker's best song. It's a beautiful song. It sounds good every single time you hear it. It almost sounds new every time you hear it. It's so
never
good.
Been a song that's ever been run into the ground.
No.
It's not like, you know what? It's so good. I've heard it so many times. I'm just kind of tired of it. No. It's not. Every time you hear it, it's like, oh, wow. And it catches you just like Jake. Jake threw us a nugget today.
You just gave it the ultimate compliment. You've heard it a million times, but it sounds good every time. Every single time it
With
sounds good.
With the headsets
good.
Especially, that sounded good.
It brings back memories. It brings back... It's super high. 9.89.
Is Bill going higher? Yeah, same thing.
9.142. 9.142. Rudy's going to love this. Is going to be an 8.6.
7.2. Very solid. This is not perfect.
Rudy,
though.
That's a little underwhelming, Rudy.
Rudy, I don't know if you're doing. Rudy, this is Marshall Tucker Band. Yes, Rudy.
You might need some headphones.
You might need some
that's
headphones.
True. That would have changed.
Listen to it again with some headphones.
Some response here from the
text. Oh, I love this.
Before we get to Bill's Thrills, Sandmaster and KC, a 6 on that one. Eric says, back on track. Well done. 9. Rod and Lincoln says, 9. Vernon Dakin, 8.1. Wet Blanket says, my tease on the opening segment was right, 9 out of 10. And by the way, he said earlier, don't get too excited. I love Travis and appreciate being called well-respected. But trust me, that is only Travis's opinion. I'm no one of prominence.
I trust Travis. I've known Travis for 25 years.
I'm no one of prominence, he said. Chubby Rhino, 7.98. Huster Mike in Waterloo, 9.5. Brett and Bertrand, 7. Officer McLeod in Columbus, 7.3. Mike and Dalton, 8.4. 8.7 from Mike. Who in Columbus?
Bird!
6!
Nice, Bird.
6 from Bird.
Thank you.
That's respectable.
Very high.
Joe and Boulder, Better Times, 8. Wink, 9.2. Lyle in Omaha, 7.8. Jennifer, 6.75. Hubby, 5.4. Seems
shocking.
A little low. Seems a little
to
low.
To me, completely shocking. That had been right in there. They'd have been probably freshmen in college when this song came out.
What did they? I'm sorry.
Jennifer went 6.75, Hubby 5.4. It seems shockingly low for them.
Yeah, I'm very taken back.
Now, speaking of low, Reed in Des Moines from the meat market.
Yes.
He says, dear God, make it stop. 1. Reed. That song?
That
Reed.
Song?
Make that stop, Reed?
Marshall Tucker Band?
Check yourself, Reed.
Mandolin?
Yeah, check yourself.
Reed, check yourself.
Gavin and Pender rebounds with a 9.8 from the low score from Reed.
Thank you. Hey, Gavin, send a picture in of Glenn's Trans Am, please.
What's Glenn's last name?
Glear.
Glenn Glear.
Yes.
Pops in Minnesota, 8. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, 6.2. Scott in Delaware, Ohio, Toe Tapper, 8.3.
Toe Tapper.
Toe Tapper doesn't do it justice.
No.
Thank you.
Scooter and Roka from the fireworks stand, 9.56.
Scooter. He's in his 60s.
Yes.
Do you realize, you know who won Mozzarella Monday?
No.
Magic.
You're kidding.
Magic hit a
hole in one.
He said, I holed out from 155 on hole 4 at Highlands. I'm like, that's a par 3. Is that not a hole in one? So yeah, it was a hole in one. Who says you holed out when it wasn't a hole in one? I got an ace. I had a hole in one.
Magic, congratulations.
He won it all with a hole in one. Jake's been golfing at a high level. He's never had one.
Magic,
I lipped out one last night. Yeah. Thought I had it last night. Lipped out.
Yeah. Oh.
Can't happen.
Magic got one, though.
He did.
And he won Mozzarella Monday.
He did.
He won it.
Hole in one. Yes. Come on.
Congratulations.
From
to
YouTube,
him.
Chris, 7.2 from Chris, Albert, 10 plus, Casey, 7.9, Bolt, 8.5, Charlie, 9.4, Nashville Husker, 9.3, Boomer C, 8.2, Bradley, 5.2, and that is your song of the day is once again.
Have you noticed since we started with doing the points, everyone does them now?
Yeah, decimals.
I just started that.
That is true.
The decibel started, and now everyone decimals. No one goes 8, 4, no
flat scores.
No flat scores. Everyone has a decimal, and we appreciate that, Breakers.
Not Jake.
Song of the day, heard it in a love song by Marshall Tucker Band from 1977. It is
MTB.
Time for a Tuesday, Bugaboo Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Randy at Diner Contracting.
Randy!
There's
you want?
I could imagine Jake golfing the pistol and somebody driving by in their car and just going, Randy!
At least three times, if not four, at very random spots on the course. Just yelling, Randy.
Imagine he's building a deck over at Moose's house and just the person next door to him, Randy!
It would really start to freak me out.
I'm not lying. It actually I've got people that confirm it happened with the group with me. They heard people yell Randy at me. Different.
Is that your name, Jake? No.
Nope.
Who's Randy?
He's an advertiser.
Advertiser. Top reviler in the state.
Very, very strong and husky.
Very husky. Yeah, he's stout.
He lifts stuff over his head.
A wheelbarrow. A bird bath.
He's got a wheelbarrow.
Why has Randy got a bird bath over his head? Randy!
Why not? You want to see Randy do some remodels to your house?
Yeah.
Or lift stuff. Please call him at 402-417.
Imagine inviting people over just to sit there and every 10 minutes just yell that at him. Just have a little stand
set. Randy! Build up to it. Hold the R.
Every time him and Aiden come out to start, hey, give me the nail gun. Sure, will do. Randy!
Please call Randy at 402-417-5204. Diner Contracting. Bugaboo Tuesday today, Bill.
Things that bother me. I thought I'd do this. I thought maybe I'd go back in time.
Oh, thank God.
Go back to better times,
Please, thanks
Jake.
Thanks for doing this.
Appreciate that, Steve. And I know this is going to resonate with you. Jake might have missed this whole lifestyle. Maybe not.
We'll see.
My dismay with the display. My dismay with a display. Watertown, South Dakota.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper,
It opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Getting gas, I walk across the street to McDonald's. I walk across the street, okay, which is one of the greatest restaurants in the history of the world.
Watertown.
Yes, Watertown. I go with that. Mass confusion when I walk in. Because first of all, that there's no work at the counter. It's just a kiosk you have to go to. So the kiosk freaks me out. But here's where my meltdown occurred.
No.
The display. When you used to walk into a McDonald's, it was so incredible to see the stacks. Cheeseburgers, hamburgers, boxed Big Macs, the apple pies. They were all, there'd be like 10 of them, 12 of them. And you'd order your food and they'd just grab a sack and they'd walk over and they'd just bag it. Boom, 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 and you were out.
What are they doing
there
now?
There is zero display. They no longer have any display of anything up. There's not one pre-made ready to go. You walk in there at 12:04, there'd be 20 cheeseburgers at the ready. That display, can you see it, Steve? It was incredible.
What do you think?
Yellow for the cheeseburger wrappers. It was more of a brownish color for the hamburger wrappers. McDonald's was
yellow
in
for the ham.
Yeah, the fish was in a bluish one, I believe.
I think so.
The Big Mac was in a box.
Yep,
came in a blue
red or blue maybe.
I don't know. Had a box.
It was like red and clumsy.
The quarter pounder also came in a box, and it was the display was so incredible. And you'd stand back that three deep and just look and go, look at that. There's like 100 hamburgers ready to go. And guess what? The one that was 12th and first, they tasted the same. They were incredible.
No difference.
No display. And the lady looked at me. I couldn't quite figure out the kiosk, but I got it done. And I walked over to her, and she goes, now, did you pay at the kiosk? I said, no, it said I could pay at the counter. And that was like, she's like, give me that look like, okay, we'll work through this. Oh. And so I had to walk my buddy Gary, Chalky, through this thing, how to pay at the kiosk. And then you look over there, and there's no display. There's no burgers on display. That was the standard of McDonald's. It's not how it was, Steve, in
100%.
1979.
You're like a man without a country.
Yeah, it really is. I'm the man without a country.
Lost.
I mean, it is.
I can just see his face. I feel bad.
I stood there.
You can see it, too.
When I first walked in, I panned, and I looked, and there's no one. There's not even anyone at the counter. There's no one. You know, before, remember the little McDonald's hat? They'd have it on the McDonald's hat. Welcome to McDonald's. No, there's no one there.
I just want to be there and say, Bill, it's fine. We'll negotiate.
It would be fine, though.
Oh, my voice when I go through, and when you go through the drive like that, will you be using the app? No, I'm going to pay cash. I'm going to pay cash through a window. I'm going to food delivered to me. Oh, I just snapped.
Yell back at
me. Will you be using the app? No. Every time I have to have that answer. God.
No, I'm going to hand you cash through a window like it's 1978.
Exactly.
You're going to like it.
We're all going to like it. You're going to give me back incorrect change, and it's fine. God. What are we doing?
Happily.
Be better. Drive away happily, exactly. And I never check my...
I'm going to give you cash.
Give you cash through a window. Like we did in 76.
Proper times.
Better times. McDonald's, you still serve good stuff. Don't get me wrong. You still do. You have good, but we've lost our way.
We've really lost our way.
I've encountered the same thing in Texas last year. Freaked me out. There's nobody to count.
There's no one there. Not one person.
Nobody to count.
And there wasn't even someone standing there. At least sometimes if you have to do the self-checkout at a lot of places, there's someone there to help you. There was no one.
It's utter confusion.
It's utter confusion
For the elderly.
Yells back at the person. No!
No. And I hand you cash through a window.
Wait, do you want some response, Bert? Bill?
Yeah, is there anything on the text line?
Did he call you Bert?
Bert. I saw Bert on here again. I said that. Someone says, those kiosks are the worst. 100, Bill, on this one.
Oh. Ouch, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Big B says, Bill, I'm dying over here on this one. Kevin in Waukee, Iowa says, amen, Bill. I used to order sometimes just because I loved getting a box versus the wrapper.
Yeah. The box was incredible. And yeah, you open that bad boy up and you see the and you see the Big Mac. And it'd be a little disheveled. You had to kind of piece it back together a little bit. But it was fine.
You can still do that when you go through the drive-thru.
More response. Sipple's number one fan.
Yeah,
says,
great.
I went to McDonald's yesterday. I paid in cash and the kid panicked.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think you can even pay in cash inside.
Oh, that's why
the kid paid.
Hey, I got a 20 here. I got a 20 burning a hole in my pocket. Anybody want it? No. Can't, no can do, buddy.
There's no slot to slide it through.
There's nothing to slide your mano. It's just
we're in trouble.
Now this person sounds just like you, Bill. Hey Dog says,
"Hey who?
Hey Dog.
Hey Dog.
Beautiful.
My wife gets mad at me every time I say no to checking in with the app. She says I sound so angry with it. So
I do every time. Like Bill.
No.
The best. The way he's asking, will you be using the app today, sir? No.
Quick. Not even think. Nope.
My face is just like this too. That's my face.
What kind of question
that's
is
my
that?
That's my McDonald's face. Anything else?
Oh, it's
text
okay.
Line?
It's okay.
Let's see here. Big Hoss says, Big Hoss. Burger King, Taco Bell, other fast food restaurants all do the same. It's not fast food anymore. It's not the same. It's not the same.
The display was so incredible. And you stood there two deep, three deep, and you just look up there and go, there's 14 cheeseburgers ready.
Right.
They're ready to go. Now there's nothing. I just want stuff thrown in a bag and handed to you immediately. That's what I want. That's what I want to have happen.
Vern and Dakin says,
this is hard to
the
hear.
Ordering from the kiosk is absolutely absurd. I refuse to do it.
Hmm. So what's your option?
Yeah, I was caught in a pickle. I had to kind of figure it out and not happy with it. In the same time, too, I was not unhappy with the worker who eventually handed me it because, like, this isn't their problem. It's not their fault. They're just adjusting to what's going on.
It's not there.
They really can't go back and go backwards. But also here's the other one too that bothered me. As we're driving by, I saw the next McDonald's. No more how many served on their signs.
Oh.
Well, that was a big deal.
Nineteen billion served. You'd love to see it every time. When you pulled in 1979 on vacation to a McDonald's, you paid attention. Look at that, man. Look at how many are served.
God dang it. There's still good things about it that you still get.
No, it's still good.
Yeah, the service. No.
Shamia says, I don't acknowledge the app. I just start ordering my food. I have no time for this app conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. Yeah. Thank you.
Jake? What is the little square that you have to show your phone to, and you get
QR codes?
QR codes are trouble too. Those are trouble too. A little too prominent in Vegas.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're in Lincoln.
They're everywhere. All over the place.
Like when I went into a restaurant to get a pizza and they didn't, there's no waitress or anything. The bartender says, oh, you just got to just use your QR code. You can order off that. I'm like, okay. It freaked me out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love a menu.
And a waiter.
And a waitress. A waiter.
I love having my stuff handed to me. Right.
I was like, okay. This is going to be interesting. You can do it. But anyway, that is...
Fill the headline one more time, please.
My dismay with the display.
That is a
walked
wonderful
into McDonald's in Watertown,
South Dakota. My whole life changed.
I could see that. I bet you didn't have confusion on your face.
Confusion. The biggest confusion was no one at the counter.
Yeah.
No one even there. That got me. And then I turned around and looked for the display. Not one thing on display. Remember what the apple pie section looked like? I think it's to the right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful to see.
Right.
That is the wonderful Bugaboo Tuesday.
Incredible.
Better times.
By Diner Contract. The hour two next. We'll hear some audio from Matt Rule from yesterday on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.